Hey, what's up, guys? Hope everybody's doing well and having a great day. In this video, I'm going to share with you guys video footage sent in from Meridian, Oklahoma, of what appears to be something large falling through the daytime sky. And looking at the near-Earth asteroid list, I wouldn't be a bit surprised, as we've seen an exponential increase of near-Earth asteroids in the last 10 days, and it looks like the list is continuing to grow. We'll come back and take a look at that video here in just a moment. I also have video footage of what appears to be something large moving through the sky during a time-lapse video sent in by Jess P., also going up to the International Space Station. Video footage sent in by Nelson Jinx of a large object spotted above the Earth that looks similar to what we saw in a night vision video just a few days ago. We're going to come back and look at those stunning similarities here in just a moment. But first, over here at the homepage of the website, today's feature photo was sent in by Tanya out of Longview, Washington, of a rainbow over, I'm assuming this is their farm. What a super cool photo, once again, sent in by Tanya. Checking in on the GOES X-ray flux over here at the Space Weather Prediction Center. All quiet in the last 24 hours. Schumann resonance, it too has been quiet the last 24 hours, actually 72 hours. Hopping over to the Yellowstone supervolcano caldera, looking at the seismographs that monitor the mighty supervolcano. Once again, seeing some earthquake activity up here at Mammoth Fault and in the middle of Yellowstone Lake. And then up at the northwestern quadrant, looking at some more magma intrusion. But other than that, nothing major going on at the supervolcano caldera. Looking at the power outage situation over here at poweroutage.us. Right now, nearly 14,000 customers in the state of Michigan without electricity, 18,000, almost 19,000 customers in California without electricity right now as I do this video. I'd like to give a big shout out to Katie Jinx and Happy Dragon Reptiles, the newest Blue Star members. Thank you guys, really appreciate that. If you guys would be interested in becoming Blue Star members, you can find the links to do so down below in the description box and also pinned in the comment section of this video. Once again, big shout out to Happy Dragon Reptiles and Katie Jinx. Really appreciate that, guys. Want to take you guys now to Norway. I received this video this morning. It's just a few hours old, sent in by Alexander out of Bergen, Norway. Video taken this morning at 6:18 a.m. before sunrise, when he looked out and saw this in the early morning sky just before sunrise. This is heavy zoom over here on the left, the original vertical video over here on the right. Couldn't help but notice this bright object in the sky, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 4,000 feet in the sky, tumbling in place, wasn't moving right or left, up or down, appeared to be maintaining the same altitude, no blinking lights, no noise, so it wasn't a helicopter or an airplane, just some sort of a mysterious light in the early morning sky spotted above Norway by Alexander. And this video, again, is just a few hours old. It was taken this morning, November 9th at 6:18 a.m. Great observation, Alexander. Thanks for sharing. Really appreciate that. Want to take you guys now up to the International Space Station. Video footage you're about to see was sent in by Nelson Jinx, who also noticed this today on November 9th of 2023. What we're going to be looking at in this video is over on the left-hand side. You're going to see a pair of lights enter the field of view, and they're going to slowly drift up and out of the field of view. This video was over 7 minutes long, so I put it in fast forward for presentation purposes. Here comes the light right there. You're going to see the first light and then a second light underneath it, and they're both going to go in a vertical motion up and out of the field of view. This video, again, was from today, November 9th of 2023, noticed by Nelson Jinx, who was monitoring the International Space Station live cam. This occurred during the overnight hours last night, around 1:40 in the morning. That would be the time on the camera. Notice the two lights now. They're hard to miss, and they're moving in a vertical direction. This is in fast forward. They were moving much slower. I'm going to slowly zoom in on these two objects as they're ascending, eventually up and out of the field of view of this camera, and you're going to see an uncanny resemblance to what was spotted via a night vision camera a few days ago. Looks almost identical to what was spotted here via the ISS live cam. And here in just a couple of seconds, we're going to compare these two lights to the lights that, again, were spotted by the night vision camera, and you're going to see they look almost identical. I couldn't believe how similar they looked. And there they go, up and out of the field of view of the ISS live cam. In this next segment, I put it in ultra fast forward. I think this is like 20 times fast forward, and you're going to see these objects go straight up up and out of the field of view. Once again, this showed up on the ISS live cam during the overnight hours. But in the night vision video that we're going to look at next, there was a vertical light like this, followed by a round light. And here's a close-up view of the two lights that showed up in the ISS live cam. I'm going to turn them horizontally right there. And now we're going to compare them to the night vision video sent in by Michael. See the similarities? They look almost identical. I'm wondering if it's the same set of lights that were spotted by Michael via the night vision camera, and then they showed up in the ISS live cam. I just found that highly coincidental that these looked so similar to each other. I think we're looking at the same thing, just through different instruments, one through the ISS live cam and one by Michael's night vision camera on the ground. I also wanted to share a quick time-lapse video that was sent in by Jess P. of the Nighttime Sky. These are stars moving across the nighttime sky when something enters the field of view down here in the lower right-hand portion of the field of view, traveling across the screen backwards. The stars are moving from left to right. That was moving from right to left. Almost looks like some sort of a green comet moving through the nighttime sky. Incredible video sent in by Jess P. And back to the near Earth object, or whatever this may have been, in the daytime sky spotted by Aaron above Oklahoma. That looks like it could have been a bolide or a large meteorite cruising through the atmosphere. And it wouldn't surprise me, looking at this list of near Earth objects. November 2nd, we saw one at 0.1 LD. We also saw another one on the 2nd at 0.3 LD. On the 4th, another one at 0.1, and yet two more at 0.1 on November 7th. And a lot of times these asteroids don't travel alone. They could be traveling in small packs. These are just the ones that were spotted ahead of time. Sometimes when they get very close to the Earth, or on the day of close approach, some smaller ones will enter the atmosphere. And this one here, even though it may look large, could be one of the smaller ones that was traveling with one of these that was discovered ahead of time. So keep your eyes to the skies. There could be a stray meteor or two entering the atmosphere here in the coming days. Thanks for the photos and videos, guys. Keep them coming. If you guys have any photos you'd like to share, you can send those to reports at MrMBB333.com. If you guys have any videos you'd like to share that are too large to attach to the email, come over here to the homepage of the website. You can always find a link down below in the description box. Look for this red banner that says, "Have a large video." It's a Dropbox. Drag and drop your video into the Dropbox. Please include your first name, date, and location, and I'll take it from there. Thanks for watching. Have a super day, and be safe out there.